Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and it's just scored!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake County, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thanks a lot, and we are ready to go with another edition of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Head coach Mel Pearson in our studio this morning, coming off the intra-squad game that was a lot of fun on Saturday night, and really good showing. The kids had a lot of fun after, too, with Skate with the Huskies. And, Coach, I know you were quoted after the game as saying that you got out of it what you probably were looking to get out of it, had a chance to get a good look at some of the guys and get them in game situations.
Yeah, good morning, Dirk. We did. I thought it was a real good night all the way around. We wanted to, get our team in a game-like situation. I thought they played pretty hard, other than the, we tell them to scale back on the body checking, and I thought they did that. And at times, you could tell that we did, and it created some maybe giveaways or some opportunities that normally wouldn't happen. But having said that, we got out of the game healthy also, and that was important because we want to make sure we have everybody healthy going into this week's games against Laurentian, which will give us a real good test. So, and then obviously after the contest, just seeing the young people out on the ice and how much fun they had, and that's what's special to me. I mean, the game's great, and we got something out of it. But more importantly is to see quite a few of the community out and the kids out and just having a great time and, just interacting with them. And I think that's a real great thing. We got a couple opportunities, hopefully, in the second half of the year. We have a couple bye weekends. So something, we're talking about maybe we'll do again, after Christmas. So because I think it's such a great event.
It was a lot of fun, and those poor goaltenders at the end there, Matt Winches and Devin Carroll, making all those stops on the shootout going on. It was a lot of fun, but they had to be really tired after that.
Well, I think they were. Anytime you see a shootout, we're going to have a three-person shootout. Each team has three shooters, and hopefully by then it's solved. But we went deep. We went probably 20 shooters. Each side had 20 shooters before we settled things. And I thought our guys were a little lackadaisical on the shootout, the forwards, the players. But you know what? The goalies are good. They're good. It's hard to score. I don't know what percentage would be in your favor in shootouts. I haven't looked them in the NHL, but it has to favor the goaltenders.
It does. I think it's 50-something to 40-something.
Yeah, and the ice was not great. In the NHL, they scrape the ice, they clean the ice, so when puck lays flat on you. So we can make a lot of excuses. But but having said that, everybody is sort of waiting for it to end. But it was a good night. Like I said, I saw some good things out of a lot of our players and learned a little bit about the freshmen and how they played. I thought they performed well. So it's really important for us now to go forward and have a couple games that we can try and get everybody in that won't count against our RPI and our pairwise and just play people and see how they do.
One of the freshmen, Jake Lucchini, I thought, he stood out to me. We were talking about him last week on the show a little bit. You say he does everything very well, and I thought that was exactly how he played.
Well, he does. He's an honest player. I think first and foremost, the thing you learn about Jake is he's an honest player. He's going to come out and he's going to play hard, and he's going to put in an honest game. He's not going to cheat offensively to give up defense. He's going to play good, solid defense and then try to chip in offensively. And boy, did he ever have a great chance there. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, hopefully he's saving him, but Brent Baltus made a heck of a play, and he really had the whole net coming down the wing. But he beat his guy to the far post, and Baltz made a great play to him, and he just could have tapped it in. I think you could have scored that one, Dirk. So I'm sure he's going to get a little ribbing still this week about that missed opportunity. But he had a good game, and I'm happy to see that. And, we're going to need, somebody to step up. A couple of those freshmen are going to have to help us out and contribute, and he had a good start.
I thought Chris Liebringer looked great. offensively too. He got the goal, but even then he had some other chances that I thought he looked really good.
His skating's, I think, to me even improved. Excuse me, more than last year. You know, he's always been a good skater, but he looks like he's got some jump and some power that, you know, to another level that I didn't see last year. And you know, that's a tough game for Chris to play because he's a rugged kid. He likes to play physical. You know, he likes to get in your face and that. So for him to back off and take it easy, it was probably hard for him. And that's one thing we have to be careful for, you know, about a little bit, is because you're getting some bad habits when you're not playing the man. You're playing the puck quite a bit. And but we'll emphasize that this week. So when we play against Laurentian, that, you know, we'll make sure we be playing the man when we have the opportunity.
I'm just trying to think of some of the guys that stood out to me. Dylan Stamen, another guy I thought really handled the puck well, looked aggressive out there.
Well, skating. You just notice his skating. I mean, his speed. You know, he goes by people. He doesn't even have to change gears. But I thought he skated extremely well. And he's missed a good portion of the last week to 2 weeks. So he hasn't skated much, but I thought he showed well. And, you know, he's strong on his feet, strong skater. So
was he banged up, Coach, or not feeling well?
Yeah, just a minor injury, nothing major. But, you know, we want everybody healthy. So we've been very careful the last month here. And just if you have a slight ailment, we're going to give you an extra 2 days off, you know, just to make sure that problem is taken care of and that you're completely healthy when the season gets started.
Cliff Watson, I think, took the shot that hit Leibinger.
Yeah.
Was that right in the side that he got hit?
Yeah,
there?
Leib sort of turned a little bit. And,
but he's okay, though.
Oh, yeah. But it caught him in a spot where you don't have any padding.
Right, that's what I thought.
And, you know, you don't have to shoot it that hard. And, I mean, that puck, you get hit there. I mean, it stings and just depends how it catches. So, yeah, I was a little concerned at first that he might not come back. And then you're worried about, well, now we only have three defensemen and, you know, they're going to get tired. And then you're worried about more injury. But Chris is a tough kid. So he just took a little bit, shook it off, and came right back.
What were your thoughts on the goaltending overall, Coach? I thought you did a great job of everybody pretty much had even even time as far as regulation.
Well, that's we talked about that. It's hard when you get three goalies and you're playing two halves like that to try and keep everybody fresh and warm. That's the other thing. You just want to throw somebody in cold. So we did a good job. We wanted to play them all, and I thought they all looked good. You know, and like I mentioned before, I think goaltending is one of the strengths of this team going into the season. So if you need to be strong in any area, that's where you need to be strong. And I thought Matt Winches looked good. You know, he's made strides. He was hurt at this time last year. He's healthy now. Devin Carroll obviously is very athletic. I thought he's really made huge strides in his game. And I know Coach Joe Sean is extremely happy with where Devin is. And we'll get to go on the ice now more with them because Saturday was our first official day to start, and now we can actually go out with them full-time. And I know Coach Sean can't wait to get out more with the goalies and fine-tune their game. And Jamie had a good game. You know, he probably should have had that first one. I don't know. I noticed someone skated by and could have thrown him off, but I thought he made some huge saves in that game, like he always does, you know. I mean, you watch the tape some of last year's games, and, you know, we played pretty well. Then all of a sudden, wow. I mean, you sort of forget about the ones that he makes look easy.
Do you? How much do you review the video for a game like that, intra-squad game?
This game, I really won't watch it at all. Yeah. You know, we'll watch a little bit of it, but not like I would normally, like this weekend. Like this weekend, we'll nitpick and go through the whole games and break it down, whether it's power play, PK. And that's the other thing. I think we only had one, maybe two power plays in the inter-squad game.
Oh, my question. Did you want more?
In this situation, not necessarily. Okay. You know, we've got two games where we'll get some work on our power play. And because we haven't been on the ice with our team very much as coaches, the two-hour limitation, we haven't really done any power play, I think, one day. So we'll spend a lot more time leading into this weekend's game and then obviously the games before Ferris. So we have some good pieces back from the power play, but we got to get ramped up again. So we'll spend a lot of time this week on it.
Are you able to dress more for these games coming up too?
Yes. I noticed going through the rosters of other teams and box scores from this weekend, I think most teams, if not every team, dressed as many guys as they could in the game. I think it's 21 skaters and three goalies. So that gives you a lot of bodies, depending how you want to break it up, whether it's 13 forwards and 8 defensemen or 7 defensemen and 14 forwards. A lot of teams did it different. So I it was interesting. I went through and looked at that just to see what teams did. Did they play three goalies? Did they play two goalies? You know, just to get a feel. Sometimes you want to understand what other guys are trying to do out there. So a lot of teams played three goalies. You know, they just played every goalie, you know, which against the Canadian teams.